Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Thank you for joining me this week. Today, we are going to do an exercise to help you meet the shadow goddess in your life. I am excited to bring this to you. It's not going to be a very long meditation. So if you have 10 to 12 minutes of your time today, or next week or the following week, then I think it would be beneficial for you to sit down and do this. I designed these and, you know, with the knowledge that most of us have very limited time, and you're probably listening to this on a Sunday, so trying to be respectful of that. But at any time, you can come back and do this exercise. So what does this mean, and what is the point of today's meditation? Well, it is called the Shadow Goddess, and the purpose is really to guide you to meet and converse with a particular goddess, unbeknownst to me, but a goddess who embodies your shadow self, right? To help you understand, to help you heal, and kind of reclaim parts of yourself that you've either hidden or rejected. So of course, before we begin, just a quick gentle note. So in this meditation, yes, you'll meet your shadow goddess, who's going to be a loving yet very powerful guide who represents a part of yourself, you know, again, that you've hidden, that you've denied or pushed away. And I do know that shadow work can really bring up strong feelings, memories, or even insights, and this is going to be very natural. So only continue if you feel like you're in a safe, comfortable space where you're not going to be disturbed. But if at any point the imagery feels really too intense for you, please just feel free to open your eyes, take a deep breath, and then just bring your awareness back to the present moment. You can always return to the meditation later if you feel like you want to do so. But if not, that's also okay. Of course, have a journal handy so you can write down anything that you experience, any words, images, emotions. If you don't have a journal and you prefer to just record directly into your phone after today's exercise, you can do that as well. All right, everybody. So we are now going to begin. If you would like to light a candle, sit at an altar, light some incense, just pause and we'll come back to it. And otherwise, we're going to get started. Let's begin by sitting somewhere where you're not going to be disturbed. Turn off all devices. And let's close our eyes. We'll take a deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale through the mouth. And again, let's take another deep breath in through the nose. And just feel the air expanding in your lungs as you do this. And when you're ready, exhale gently, just letting your body soften. And I want you to just feel the steady ground beneath you, right? It's strong, it's supportive, it's unshakable. And I want you to imagine that roots are extending from the base of your spine directly into the earth, anchoring you deeply into safety and stability. Above you, the night sky is going to stretch endlessly, sprinkled with millions of stars. The moon is going to be full, casting a silver glow over the landscape, and you're going to be standing at the edge of a quiet forest, and somewhere deep within, the goddess of your shadow is awaiting. So just bring yourself to your imagination, and with your next breath, I want you to step into that forest, whatever it looks like for you. There's no specific way the forest has to manifest to be true. It's whatever you create in your own imagination here. And so the air here is going to be cool, and it's going to be rich with the scent of moss. It's also going to smell very earthy. You're going to see the moonlight filter in through the branches, and it's really this moonlight that's going to guide your steps along a very narrow path. You might feel some curiosity and maybe a feeling of uncertainty, and this is completely natural. You're walking toward the hidden parts of yourself, and these are the ones rarely seen, but yet they're full of power and wisdom. So ahead, you're going to see a faint light glowing between the trees. I want you to follow it until you reach a clearing where that light comes not from the moon, but from the figure standing before you. You're slowly going to be approaching this goddess. Now, for some of you whose sight is yet to really develop, it could be hazy, it could be foggy. That's okay. It's okay to still stand there. It means that they're there. It's just your third eye is not fully clear yet. There's nothing wrong with you. Now, just for your awareness, this goddess, she's going to be tall and radiant. Yet she's cloaked in these fairly deep shades of midnight blue, charcoal, and even crimson or even dark green. And her eyes are going to hold both mystery but deep compassion. And this is the gaze of someone who knows every part of you, even the ones that you choose to hide. She is the embodiment of your shadow self, the wounds that you've carried, the emotions that you've suppressed, the truths that you've denied. They're all woven into her form. So now she's going to step forward, and her voice is low. It's steady, but it's kind. And she says to you that you have come to meet me, to remember me, to listen. So she's going to invite you to sit beside her in the clearing. The ground is going to be soft beneath you, and the air is going to be still. Now you're going to ask her this question. First and foremost, who are you and what is your name? And now I want you to ask her, out of all the goddesses, why did you pick me? Now you're going to ask her, what part of me do you represent? Now you're going to ask her, what have you been trying to show me through my fears, my patterns, or challenges? Now you will ask her, what do you need from me so you can feel safe and integrated? Now you will ask her, what gift do you hold that I have not yet claimed? What gift do you hold that I have not yet claimed? Thank you. When she shared with you what you most need to know, she's going to reach into her robes and she's going to bring out a gift for you, okay? And this gift is going to be the essence of the part of you that she represents. So allow her to hand you this gift. So she'll place it in your hands, and as you hold it, you're going to feel this wave of acceptance and wholeness just wash over you. And she'll tell you, I am not your enemy. I am your teacher. When you honor me, you honor all of yourself. And I want you to thank her and just feeling the energy of the gift merge into your heart. And don't forget what this gift is, okay? So I want you to go ahead and get up and just extend the gratitude for everything that she has shared with you, knowing that you can come back and meet with her anytime. And let's go ahead and walk away. We're going to head all the way back down to that little path in the forest. And slowly that clearing is going to begin to fade, and you find yourself walking back along the moonlit path through the forest. Each step is going to feel a little lighter now, and you've met your shadow, and you found its light. So the forest is going to thin, and you step once more into the open night under the stars. So let's take a deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale slowly through the mouth, and just to begin to feel your body come all the way back to earth, feeling here right now with me and yourself. And when you're ready, I want you to go ahead and open your eyes. Of course, you might want to journal everything that you got from today's session with the Shadow Goddess and who she was and why she came and the answers to the questions. So get those down as quickly as possible, whether you jot them in a journal or put them in your phone. And know that you can always return to this place whenever you need to do a deeper dive, spend some quality time with her, and to get answers that you feel like you need and any clarity you wish to receive as well. I hope this was helpful for each and every one of you. Again, you can do this as often as you want, because your shadow is really not a place to fear, right? It's kind of this wellspring of untapped power and even truth. And each time that you meet the Shadow Goddess, you're going to reclaim another piece of yourself. So again, as often as you feel you need to do this, please feel free to do so. Everyone, I really hope that you have a great week ahead. Take care of yourselves, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. All right, have a great week ahead. Bye-bye.